It's Wednesday, May 27th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Let's look at the current market again. Microsoft moves on the edge, and Google's new feature is key for your customers. This is the Business of Tech. Gartner out with their device shipment projections. The pandemic will result in a 14% decline in PC, tablet, and phone sales this year. Shipments of notebooks, tablets, and Chromebooks will decline slower than the PC market in 2020. Additionally, phone lifetimes should extend from 2.5 years in 2018 to 2.7 years in 2020. Analyst organization Context, meanwhile, indicates that enterprise hardware sales revenues have widened from 1% year-on-year in January to 11% in March and 17% in April. Servers were hit worst, as well as large format displays and disk arrays. Services, meanwhile, grew 4% in April, while software revenues, which were up 10% year-on-year in January, are up only 4% year-on-year in April. And, in final point on the trends, Channel ETE is reporting on data from MSP CFO, which is reporting that 74% of MSP CFO's clients saw revenue either grow or decline by less than 2%, and 54% actually saw recurring revenue increase in April 2020 versus the monthly average of January through March. Also in that data was big hits to project and product revenues. Why do we care? I'm going to start with the MSP CFO data. My inclination as an analyst is to observe that I don't believe the MSP CFO customer base would be representative of tech services in general. If you're engaged with MSP CFO, you're likely not at the lower half of the market. That said, we know the impact is inconsistent between the very large trend economically and how it plays out in both specific industries, regions, and specific businesses. Project data down, equipment sales down, all pointing to tightening of budgets and delays of expenditures. That's smart business management from customers and the same recommendation I've given to services companies here. Expect more of that. The data is backing up the advice. Expect choppy waters ahead, reforecast your business, and plan accordingly. Microsoft has released Extension Sync for their Edge browser, starting with version 83. That also means that Microsoft can start automatic deployment of its browser to Windows 10 users. Product also includes automatic profile switching and the ability to set Edge as the default browser. Meanwhile, Microsoft Corporate Vice President Jeff Tepper has stated in an interview that Skype will continue to get new features and investment despite the consumer launch of Teams. Comparing the strategy to Facebook's, one of having multiple products like Instagram, Messenger, and WhatsApp, Tepper indicated that Skype and Teams will be much the same, with the ability to have them interoperate and work together. Why do we care? Edge is primetime ready, and Microsoft is moving on it. This is both a requirement for services companies as well as an opportunity. Be proactive here and ensure your teams are moving on this. Google is now letting businesses clarify what services they offer during the pandemic with additions to search and maps. Businesses can change attributes, which are short notes to show under other business information on a listing. Examples of use include gift card sales, fundraising, marketing virtual services, or delivery partners. Why do we care? This is another opportunity for adding more value to customers. Many need to communicate information out, and this is one way to do so. Use this in marketing materials, as well as offerings, is the takeaway. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you like the show, a couple of things you could do to support it. First, share with a colleague. Let others know what you're getting value out of The Business of Tech, and share them to subscribe. Links are at mspradio.com. If you love the content, you can support it directly. Go to patreon.com/mspradio. Sign up on our Give What You Want billing model. You can give whatever you think the content is worth, and we're appreciative of every little bit. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.